All right, Marlies, if you're ready, I got the recorder going. We'll go ahead and get the Yorkville Parks and Rec meeting to order. It is Thursday, November 19th, and it is 6:24 p.m. Can I get a roll call, please?
Yes, Jovanovic.
Make sure you unmute,
here.
Guys. Yeah, there you go.
Jovanovic.
Here.
Hyatt.
Here.
Lane.
Here.
Oh, did we lose her?
Sure.
Marlies, we lost you. I see her. I see she's still on the line, Marlies. All right, we have Dan Lane, Sash.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, good, okay.
We have Sash Domanovic, Rusty Hyatt. We have Kelly Diedrich.
Here.
Victor Perez.
Present.
And Amy Sesich, present. Jean Wilberg.
Here.
And Jean is here with me, present. So we have a quorum. Tim, if you can find out what's going on with Marlies, I am recording the meeting, so that way if she needs to, you know, listen to the recording, but see if you can get her back in the meeting. And you're muted, by the way.
Yeah, I'll work on it.
All right, I think we have Scott Sleaser here, Tim Evans, Director of Parks and Rec, Superintendent of Parks, Scott Sleaser, Superintendent of Recreation, Shay Remus is here. We have our City Council Liaison, Joel Frieders. Right, Joel, I see you there. Do we have
yes.
any public that's on the call, any public comment? Okay, seeing none. Presentations. Tim, is this where you have our presentation or no?
Yeah, that's fine. We can go ahead and let them go since we're running a little late to Amy. If we want, I know Boyd's on there. Boyd, I don't know if you want to get started.
Kind of go through, like, let's let everybody,
I'm
I think.
Paul, I'm going to let Paul take the lead on this. So.
Okay.
Shay, why don't we can go through, pull it up.
Do you guys not see it right now?
I do.
I do.
Okay.
Let me shrink their screen so I can see it better. Okay, if everybody's ready, I'm just gonna start. So, my name is Paul Mulligan. Been in Yorkville for almost 30 years now. Raised my family here, got a couple of businesses here, really deeply rooted into the community. And one of the things that me and my wife have always loved is the riverfront. And it's one of the things that we enjoy so much. And the one thing that I personally believe that we need at the riverfront is a band shell. So what I have done is I put a group together and I asked Boyd to help me to try to get a not-for-profit. So we could get donations and we could do this privately because as I've traveled over the country, I've seen really good band shells and ones that weren't done well, but I think the whole thing here is I want to be involved with the community, I want to be involved with your organization, with the schools, with anyone that would like to use something like this, but I think it's something that it's going to be a group effort, and I know for the funding end of it, on the corporate end, we've got some really good companies in this area that should be able to get the majority of the money. And then it's just going to be from private donations. So that's my goal. So.
Okay.
So what I did is I put a little presentation in there basically to give you an idea of what we're trying to do. And the image, I think we're going to need some input from anyone that has it. So I want to have something that's artistic, still has part of the history, progressive, it be very functional, and it be part of the community. One of the things that I enjoyed so much is when we used to have the music in the parks, and everybody would show up, and we'd have the big band playing, and it was just really good for the community. And I think one of the things that I want the band shell to be is inspiring. I want it to have some art to it. So, if you can go to the next one.
Paul, can I chime in a little bit?
Oh, absolutely.
So, Paul put together this. There's a group of five people that are on the non-for-profit. A gentleman from Oswego, a gal from Plano. So these are all regional people that are involved in this non-for-profit. And the idea is this is very, very early stages of it. We want to try to get this group out there to really kind of get this idea going of privately funding and constructing a band shell with zero taxpayer dollars used on public property. And then the not-for-profit will ultimately, similar, if you look at like a Rivers Edge Theater in Aurora, or the park there, that's privately managed by the Paramount Theater. The idea here in Yorkville is to have this not-for-profit not only construct and improve the city property, but also then use their not-for-profit status and their organization to actually manage it on behalf of the city, which there isn't any pressure to have to do as too much or too little because it's a not-for-profit. So basically all Paul wants to do and the group wants to do at this point is just to kind of get this ball rolling with this public-private partnership with the city to explore donations and really build something unique on the riverfront and done in a way that doesn't stress the taxpayers. And it creates a beacon in downtown Yorkville, which I think will be huge for the years to come. And I really think that how our community and how our county and our governments handled this pandemic, this would be just another way to come out of this and show everyone around here how it can be done. And Yorkville can be an example of that. So that's just my two cents. But Paul's done a great job with this group. He's passionate about it. So we just really kind of want the blessing of the park board to kind of explore this further and see what this group can do.
Yeah, and Boyd is so much more elegant in saying, I'm more of a doer. I get my teeth in something and I just get it done. So I'm glad that Boyd's helping me out and trying to get this done. And the people I chose are business owners or they're engineers, and they're very well skilled in my end goal. I was very choosy about who I wanted to help me with this project. And they're also very passionate about the arts. So.
Great. Thank you guys so much for bringing this to us. I've talked to Tim about this quite a bit. Well, actually, I shouldn't say quite a bit. We've talked a few times about it. I think it's a great idea if logistically we can manage it, getting some sort of contract together that we can, you know, work in this public-private sort of, you know, way. And I know, Boyd, you've done these before, so, I'm not worried too much about us having it done right. I think, you know, some of the issues are that the people that live over there on that end, that type of thing, is this the most appropriate spot for a band shelter like this? So I think there's some things that I personally would like to see first and make sure that it's the appropriate place and that we're moving in a good direction with that. I like the idea a lot. I did talk to Mayor Purcell about this. He likes the idea, but obviously we need to, you know, sort of work out the logistics of it, the plans that would, you know, how we would work this together. And make it a good partnership because, you know, obviously when we do something like this, you know, what are the expectations? So I think if we can get those types of things worked out, I think it would be great to move forward on. I would love to hear the other park board members chime in and what you guys think about it so that Tim can take that information back to City Council.
You know, can I say something real quick?
Sure. Dan?
We've discussed that before. Remember that when the action was taken down, we were thinking about putting something right on that spot. I'm glad they're thinking about this. I like the fact that it's not going to be at the expense. I think that's awesome. A lot of other places have put up, right, Tim, did they put up the ice rink and sandwich by the same way, Tim?
Well, no, the park district there bought the ice rink and put it up. I know they worked with and got some funds from the community, but it's completely owned by the park district. Just a little background on this is that this group came to the mayor, the city administrator, and myself. We discussed it. They wanted to bring it. The mayor asked them to bring it to the park board first to get your guys' opinion. It would then go on to city council to get their opinion on this, where to go from here. And then obviously at some point, once we decide if we're going to move forward, where to move forward, we would have to work out some kind of an agreement between the city and this organization on the details of how this would all work.
Correct.
So can first, before we move forward, do we have Marlis on the line?
Amy, I'm on my phone now. Can
okay.
you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. And Marlis, I finished our roll call, so we should have that on the recording for later, and I will try to let you know who's speaking when they speak. So if you guys, maybe before you speak, can at least say your name or at least who you are, because we all kind of sound alike on this computer automated type of thing. So just for recording, things, let's try to help her out as much as possible with our note taking. So it looks like Gene raised his hand. He wants to go ahead and speak to this as well. And Gene, I don't know if you need to make sure you're unmuted there or make sure your mic is working.
Can you hear me? This is Gene Wilbert.
I didn't hear you through the...
Hold on. Did that work? Now, is that better? Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. This is Gene Wilbert. Paul and Alan, I think it's a very exciting idea. I have a similar experience. I have a second home in Farley, Northern Wisconsin, and about six years ago, a group of citizens started what they called a music in the park. And initially, it was nothing more than folding chairs in a grassy lot, but it's grown to fund its own band shell and a bunch of other auxiliary activities. It's also driven a lot of new business, brought people from quite a far distance away as tourists to our town, so it's been a big success. In many ways. I think it's a great idea. And I think you can start it small. I think you can just start it. Get a band that wants to play and promote themselves a little bit. People bring their chairs. Over time, you can grill some brats, but you can work toward a beautiful band shell, which would be the symbol of it. Thank you.
Okay, anybody else? Oops, I got to get unmuted. Anyone else?
Can I just ask a question? Where were we on putting a band shell over at the city park? Were we discussing that a little bit too? 47?
At Town Square?
Yeah, Town Square. What were we thinking about
this? This is Tim speaking. Yes, there have been general discussions that Scott and I have had, not just at that park, but a lot of parks on projects that we would love to do in the future. One of those was potentially putting something up at Town Square. So where people could easily access from the side roads instead of it being just having the gazebo and potentially having a shelter off to the side too. So that has been discussed, but I mean, there's absolutely no funding for a project like that. That was more on a wish list down the road.
Well, I was just wondering what would be the best place for it. I do like the river much better. I do like that. You know, I like that spot a lot. But would it be any beneficial to put it in Times Square or no? Besides the traffic pattern.
This is Tim speaking. I mean, I think there's pros and cons to both locations. So, I mean, that's something we can look into. My guess, though, is the group, though, is probably more interested in having it at Riverfront Park than at Town Square. With the river, and then, I mean, you also have just more parking. The one thing I think that you know, there are some issues that are going to have to be figured out. The group, one of the things that I know the mayor, maybe the city would like to do is just, the more things you have in the downtown area, it also helps the businesses in that, in the downtown area too. So it's not just for town. It helps out all those businesses, which are really starting to grow down there.
And Tim, if I can explain, the idea was, and we think that in terms of a ban shell anywhere in the city, it's going to be the least impactful on residences, that down there we'd almost angle the shell so it would be kind of towards the downtown area, right up to the where the hill is, up to the courthouse. So you're going to have a natural amphitheater there that's going to deaden the sound. And you're not going to angle, it's not going to be horizontal to the river where it's going to be going up and down the river valley. The actual acoustics of it will point toward the downtown where you have buildings and you have the hill, which is going to be a natural dampening effect on the acoustics. So as far as a spot to put something like that, I think that's the most ideal spot to do it. Minimize the sound effects on and the acoustics on the area.
I agree.
That was Marlis. That was Boyd Ingemundson speaking.
It's actually Alan.
Oh, thank you.
I'm kind of pimping everyone.
Well, I know that about you, but not everybody else.
Yeah.
I thought you looked a lot different. You look a lot younger.
I look a little younger, yeah.
Sash or Rusty, Victor, if you have anything to say, Kelly, please.
This is Rusty. I'll talk.
Okay, Rusty.
I think it's a great idea to improve the riverfront, especially replacing something over a concrete slab aesthetically for the city. More and more things need to be done on the river, I think, and this would be a huge part of it. I know a couple names on that list, and they're really good people. I think Paul picked a couple of great people on that list, and I think we should move forward personally.
Great.
I'd like to echo almost everything there. You know, I think it's there's something missing there. And if we can, you know, fill an unmet need, you know, and draw some interest, you know, and add an amenity, I'm all for it. You know, it sounds like, you know, everyone's thinking of funding, and that's always a huge piece. So I'm just curious if anyone happens to know what the size footprint there is of the pad, you know, gives me an idea of the cost. And, you know, if anyone thinks there are any potential safety issues with being next to that, isn't there a
power,
a little substation there or something?
Yeah, there is power out there. I don't know if you guys were able to see the pictures that they had in the little in the screen below, or however you have your screen set up, but there's several different ways we could do it. I think it would be just figuring out, you know, sort of the best options over there.
Yeah.
Kelly or Victor, do you have anything?
I'll just say nice and briefly that, especially now more than ever, as someone who misses concerts and misses being able to have community events where music is the ultimate unifier, this is a great go for our city, and it's something that not only I'm hoping that if it does come to fruition, something we can see kids and grandkids playing out of, you know, Yorkville band or mm-hmm. seeing some good names and some good headlines there, as we have in other events like Summer Solstice or where people are able to come down and enjoy a good time in the river. So it's such a positive to even just think about that right now as kind of a thing to look forward to.
And before Kelly, just to add on to that, Victor, I agree. I like the idea of it being non-for-profit. I like that it's still community-oriented. You know, when you look at what Parks and Rec represents, I mean, basically, you know, the fees that we charge cover the program itself, right? It covers the staff. You know, there's no profit that's being made off of anything. So it kind of keeps in line with what we do anyway. So I agree as well. Kelly, do you have anything?
Yeah, I wanted to add that I agree with everything. I think that's a fantastic idea.
Great.
The way it looks now is particularly an eyesore, so it's great to see something will be there. I know Mr. Anderson and Mr. Smith from the Yorkville High School, from the music programs, they're fantastic, and I know they do tons of fundraising, so they would be a great resource.
I am curious if any, Paul had mentioned some corporate sponsorship or corporate funding. I'm just curious if any corporations have been approached yet, or if we're just not quite to that point.
Yeah, we're just not to that point because we really need to get a feeling of what size and what we're looking for. Because I don't want to go in and ask for a little when we need a lot. Yeah. Or ask for a lot when we need a little, so.
And Kelly, the idea that we want to pursue is, I think that this whole concept that Paul's put together, and the idea of privately financed and privately funded improvement on public property, the zero taxpayer dollars, is a huge story. And if we get some press on this thing, then we can start going to corporations and playing one off the other. I mean, we have Wrigley, we have Menards, we have huge corporations that can drop $250,000 at a heartbeat. So it's just a matter now of getting this together and presenting it and getting some traction to the idea, and then you kind of start going to corporations.
Well, are they looking also to maybe name it after them or something? If they
absolutely, yeah. I mean, that's the naming rights is where the money's at.
That's it. That's exactly it.
Yes, as we've seen with Comiskey and all the other parks that we lose. So.
Can I ask you a question again, Don? I get this down the line. Who would own it then? If they built it, who would own it? Who would maintain it?
The city would own it. It would be owned by the city. And that's where the, similar to how Aurora has an agreement with the Paramount.
Right.
Theater, there would be a similar agreement between the non-for-profit and the city of Yorkville as to how it's managed, how it's maintained. And the idea is to utilize what the city has to offer in terms of staff, maintenance, and then use the not-for-profit for what they have to offer in terms of booking, logistics, working with all the stuff that the city's not really equipped to do.
Now, would the city have to agree with the booking? Or could there be a problem with the booking?
Well, those are details that...
I think those are the details, Dan, that once...
Yeah, no, I understand.
Yeah.
Those are going to have to be sorted out.
Yeah, those will all be ironed out.
There's going to be a host of issues that will have to be ironed out in an agreement between the organization and the city, and that'll be presented back to the park board before we move forward.
Right. I think,
there's issues that we would have to look into, and we will have to talk to them. We're going to have to talk to the railroad people because our agreement would have to include this now if this moved forward with that. We also have to remember that, there was contaminated soil down there, so we would have to look into that. If they went beyond the current concrete pad, those are going to be issues that will all have to be ironed out in an agreement.
I think the idea here, everyone, just, why we're here this evening talking about it is that if we were all against it, not that it wouldn't go forward, but that I think that the mayor and the city council members would want to know why. So, I think we're getting a good sense that we're all for it, barring any kind of situations, obviously, that might come up. We certainly want this, I think, for our community. I think it's a great idea if we can make it happen. And that will be for, all involved to sort of, to get those types of things ironed out. But I think, Tim can now take our comments to City Council, let them know that we are 100% on board. If we can make this work, we would love it. And then we'll have to come up with, sort of the details, with maybe they get, so many, times a year, but they can't have when we are down there. Obviously, we have events when that starts happening that perhaps we have to black out certain dates. So I think there's a lot of details that once we say yes and once we figure out we can, then we can start looking at what contract services or what we can do as a sort of a intergovernmental sort of agreement that, some of us are more used to with public-private type of things. So as long as there's, people here are not against it or opposed, then we can have Tim take this to City Council. And I don't know, I see Joel is on, or he was. So Joel, if you want to speak to this, what you think the City Council thinks about this.
Well, I can only speak for myself.
Well, yeah.
I'm part of doing something down there for years. I know that Boyd and Molly were talking about this and going the nonprofit angle, because the worst thing you can do is kill a project before it gets started.
Sure.
By saying use taxpayer dollars. So I think going the public-private partnership direction is brilliant. I also think that once we kind of figure out what the potential footprint could be, and we get into some of those specifics, like Amy had mentioned, you know, like which direction it might be fit. We don't have to cut off the neighbors, because as someone who's worked with Summer Solstice since its inception, we do have a few Mrs. Kravitzes, but most of the time the complaints that you hear are from people who just don't like what time something is being played, not necessarily the music that's being played. So I think also one of the things to keep in mind too is that the river kind of swallows most of them. So if it was positioned in such a way where it was just directed towards the river, not straight into the river, like straight north, but there's a whole bunch of ways that I think this would make it not only good to look at, but something that any corporation that Boyd approaches would be proud of. I'm looking forward to see where this goes. So I would say keep it up. Good job, guys.
Great. All right, any other comments? Nobody seems to be opposed. Tim, I think you have your direction, at least from our standpoint.
Yeah, my guess is this will move to the first meeting in December at City Council for them to weigh in on it.
Okay. All right, thanks, guys. You don't have to stay for the rest of the meeting. It's not that exciting. So, or not the park board members, but Boyd and Paul.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Alan's going to go. Alan's going to leave now. So.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for your time and your consideration. And like I said, any kind of comments, I'll be more than happy to hear. So thank you.
Great. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate it. Okay. All right, Marlis, are you still with us?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can. All right, hon. We're going to move on to the bills review. Tim, please go through. I know we... Oh, wait. We have to approve the minutes, approval of the minutes. May I get a motion to approve the July 16, 2020 minutes?
I'll make the motion to approve the minutes.
Is that Dan?
Yes.
Dan, motion?
Sash, second.
Sash seconded it. Do you guys have any comments or any questions about the minutes? I don't know if you were able to view them first. Tim has them up on the screen.
Oh, we're fine.
Okay. Marlis, can I get a roll call on that, please?
Yes. Hyatt?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes.
Perez?
Yes.
Wilberg?
Yes.
Sentish?
Yes.
Diedrich?
Yes.
And Dumanovic?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Motion passes. Now, bills review. The bills list through August to November. I know it's been a while since we've met, but they're up on the screen. Tim, if you could just go over any big items that we should at least be aware of.
Really, you know, due to the pandemic, the things that are going to be on there, there's going to be a lot of invoices related to installing the playgrounds.
Yeah.
We finished the Caledonia, Autumn Creek, and the Purcell Park playgrounds have all been completed. We're working on finishing the Beecher one at this time. I know Scott will talk a little bit later about all that. And also, we finished installing the boat launch at Riverfront Park. So you'll see invoices, a lot of invoices for those.
Yeah.
And then you'll see invoices related to the baseball, softball, the soccer league. Those were big programs that we were able to get pretty much all summer, all fall in. It wasn't until yesterday when the governor released his new state guidelines that we're kind of now having to adjust things based off of that.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions about the bills, if you were able to view them? I viewed them online, and it's like 300 pages, so I was a little done with that, so I just figured we'd let Tim let us know if there's anything major on there. But if nobody has any questions, we have the budget report for June and through September 2020, Tim?
Yeah, and I mean, I can really kind of go through October, really. You know, obviously, this is a difficult year just with the pandemic and hitting Parks and Rec pretty hard just because of all of our programming. But through a lot of strategic cuts that we've made, as well as we were able to at least get summer and fall sports leagues off the ground. We're able to continue preschool. We're holding our own. Originally at the beginning of the fiscal year, I had notified the city that I thought, you know, we could be worst case scenario, $300,000 or $400,000 off of our approved budget. I think more realistically, as long as we can continue to watch our expenses, continue to do strategic cuts, if we can get spring baseball, softball, and soccer to the same levels that we had the previous couple years, I think we'll come in right at budget. Obviously, there's things that are still out of our control, but we are holding our own. We are doing okay as of right now.
Remind me again what our fiscal year is.
This fiscal year, they budget us at a 360-something negative budget.
Negative.
So we're actually budgeted as a negative this year. So it's 364 or 369. I can't remember off the top of my head. And we're right now, I think at the end of October, we had a $40,000 or $50,000 surplus. With 6 months to go, we should be able, as long as we've really done a good job watching expenses, like we didn't do the catalog, that saved money. As long as we can have a very strong spring baseball, softball, soccer registration, we should be okay. But that just depends where the pandemic's at and how comfortable people feel about things.
Does our fiscal budget run May to May? Because I know it's different than what I'm used to.
It goes from May 1st till the end of April.
Okay. That's what I thought. So, yeah, we have a good chunk to go. Okay.
So we're 6 months in.
No surprises. I mean, we've been accounting for what's happening with the pandemic. So you guys knew revenues were going to come in. I would imagine some of the costs have gone down. Like you said, we didn't do the catalog and things like that. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, we limited catalogs. We basically have eliminated all part-time salaries. I mean, there's just a little bit in parks, a little bit in recreation when you just have to have somebody. When you're doing soccer leagues, you have to have refs, things like that. So, there's some built-in cost in there that we can take away that kind of helps offset some of the revenue that we are losing. So we should be okay. I'm watching it every week, working with staff on these things, just making sure that we don't have any surprises.
Okay.
So, and the city knew ahead of time, we had prepared for a worst case scenario. So the fact that every month we're holding our own, it makes the city budget better.
Sure. Anybody else have any questions, comments? Thank you guys so much for what you've been doing. You know, I know at the county level, you know, we really see what's happening in our municipal areas. And, you know, obviously Yorkville, Oswego, some of our bigger areas have been hit, you know, with less revenues, which, you know, obviously fund our staffs. And so we understand, or at least I understand, that you guys are working hard. You're doing everything that you can to make sure that we don't feel the brunt of this as much as it feels like we're feeling it. So I appreciate your hard work on it. Anybody else have any comments or questions? Okay, seeing none. Old business, our grant updates.
There's really no grant updates at this time. We can probably take that off the agenda. They've all been completed. I know the governor did release something. I was going to look at it on some grants to see if we even qualify, but I think they mostly went to like zoos and museums and things like that.
Yeah. Okay, so let's remember that maybe when we do our next, we're not having another meeting. I guess we can go into our new business, our meeting schedule. If I can get to it, or if you can pull it up on the screen, that would be good. Okay, I got it. So what is our schedule right now is what, Tim?
It's the third Thursday of the odd months, so like January, March, May, July, September, November. So it's pretty much the same thing. So it would be like January 21st, March 18th, May 20th, July 15th, September 16th, November 18th.
Okay. Did we all...
It pretty much would be the same schedule, just every other month start at with the first month of the year.
With January?
Yes.
Okay. Are we all good with this date? It seems like the time and the day seem to work a little better for us doing it a little bit earlier. I think we just changed it, from 6:30 to 6? And then we switched out that instead of the second Thursday, the third or whatever. So if everybody's good with that, we'll go ahead and keep it. And remember that if we needed to, we could always call a special meeting at any time. We just need that 48 hours ahead of time to plan it. But we just need to have the schedule set for the year so that they can plan for those meetings. Any questions or comments, or anybody have a preference on a date or a day that works better for them? Okay, seeing none. Do we need to go ahead and vote on that?
Yes, you do.
All right, may I get a motion for the approval of the proposed meeting dates and time for the 2021 calendar?
I'm looking to approve the dates and times for the 2021 board meetings.
Okay, Gene motioned, and do we have a second?
Okay. Victor Perez seconded.
Victor seconded. Okay. Marlis, you want to take roll call for us?
Yes. Lane?
Yes.
Perez?
Yes.
Wilberg?
Yes.
Cessish?
Yes.
Diedrich?
Yes.
Dumanovic?
Yes.
And Hyatt?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, motion passes. Thank you, everyone. We already did the Riverfront Park proposal. Park and Recreation's monthly report, Tim, Shay.
Before those, Scott and Shay talk about their things, just a couple of quick things. One, this tomorrow and Saturday is the city's holiday celebration. So it'll all be done following the current state guidelines. So we have a drive-through Santa that we're doing. We're doing a drive-in tree lighting ceremony tomorrow, and then Saturday we'll do another drive-through, drive-by Santa, and fireworks Saturday night. On the rec side, and Chase can get more details, those guys have been working hard with really no part-time staff, trying to do all the leagues, working nights and weekends to keep it going. We've also been assisting at a pretty high level, and it's starting to pick up again with senior services with Meals on Wheels. Chase can get into more details about that, and Scott, his staff, they've just done an incredible job. To think that they've knocked out 3 new playgrounds, a new boat launch, and they're going to finish the Beecher playground here in a couple of months. It's pretty unbelievable what they've been able to do. So, Scott, if you want to talk about your staff right now.
He might be on mute, so he might need to take that off if he's here.
Hey, there. Shay, are you able to
hear me now?
Yes.
You can?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so we had a busy year. Had a lot going on. Obviously, we also did Rain Tree Sea as well, where we did a lot of sidewalk out there at the custom shelter. Got the boat launch done. That was a pretty interesting project just because we really was a one-of-a-kind thing. Thanks to EEI, they did a great job at designing it for us. But it was pretty interesting to do that. I do anticipate most beach room will be done by the end of the year, but we're going to have to probably be in limbo during the winter to get it finished up for spring. And I definitely, have some concerns about the long-term care of that park as well, with how many kids are going over there at lunchtime currently. But no, the guys have really loved getting after it, and it's been good to keep building this summer. Obviously, we haven't had a chance to do any park and rec events, so it's been nice to be able to do projects like that. So, the guys have really kind of gone after it in a big way, and I think it's allowed a lot of people to get their feet wet on projects that maybe they haven't done before.
Great, thank you. Shay?
Hi, guys. Just kind of like Tim said, we've been pretty busy on the rec side, even though things have been limited. The fall didn't really feel much limited. We were able to get baseball, soccer, preschool got up and going. Right now, just because of, and We had to go through a lot of different guidelines, a lot of safety procedures, going through the health department to make sure that everything we did with all of our different programs were kind of up to date with all the guidelines put forth. So we've been really busy kind of leading through all those guidelines and putting these procedures in place, as well as manning and monitoring all the different programs with very limited, if any, part-time staff to assist us with that. Preschool has gone very successfully so far, knock on wood. We actually had to split into two different facilities, so now our Van Inman Center got redone into a preschool room for our Ready, Set, Go kids, so they have lots of areas to spread out, get some gross motor in there while they come, and then it allows us to use both rooms over at our original preschool location at the rec office, once again, to spread out all of our kids and abide by all the guidelines and keep them safe. So definitely the last few weeks, we have been dealing with different, you know, cases and things coming along, but luckily it seems like once we're informed of different instances that are happening outside of our programs at Triplin, they've stopped there, and people have been really good about notifying us, staying away, watching for symptoms. So that's really our the best thing we can hope for, is just that the parents are being diligent and letting us know, and staff asking the right questions and following up immediately as needed to stop anything before it really starts happening. So that's really kind of been our focus now, just once again looking at the guidelines and figuring out how we're going to continue to keep everyone entertained and happy over the next couple of months here for the winter. So we'll be gearing up with that here soon.
Wonderful. All right, Stu, thank you guys so much. You know, I
hey, Amy.
Yeah.
It's Tim. I just wanted one last thing, and I know it pertains to Park and Rec, but it's not our main thing. But if people have read the paper, the city did purchase the recently, or is in the process of purchasing the Prairie Point building, which is kind of the three-story building behind the post office.
Right.
I do anticipate, if you have questions, Joel's on here, you can answer them way better than I can, but that the Van Emmon building is definitely something that the city, from what my understanding is, the public comments, that they'll be putting that up for sale.
Okay.
Or entertaining offers on it. So I'm sure in the next year or so, that's a facility that may no longer be, we will be using, but we do anticipate to go, our Parks and Rec offices and potentially the preschool would slide over to the Prairie Point building if there's enough space. So it's kind of in the beginning process of this, but the City Hall, police station, I mean, I think that will eventually become the main hub of the city's infrastructure when it comes to offices and locations for staff.
Great, thank you. Yeah, you guys have done a great job. I know Tim has been kind of shooting over emails every time we get a compliment for our staff, and it's been nice to see, because, you know, this has really been a rough year. So the fact that we're still getting compliments to our staff and to our programs is, you know, a tribute to you all that have, you know, hung in there. Tim, I know you're always working. So, and Shay, I know you just put on, you know, really wonderful programs for the kids. So I know that it's from what I've heard from the community members that I've talked to, they really just can't get over how great you all have been during this time. So just wanted to thank you again for...
Well, and there's no doubt that how we really found out how important the parks are to this community.
Yeah.
The playgrounds. I mean, that was a lifeline for a lot of people, and Scott and his staff, I mean, they did an amazing job with no part-time staff of just being able to not only keep them safe, keep them going, but just the amount of time it takes to empty the trash that we had this summer because of the influx of people that were going to all the parks and playgrounds. And things that part-time staff normally would have done, Scott and his staff had to do it this year. And
sure.
The fact we had very few, you know, tons of compliments and very few concerns or complaints, it's an amazing compliment to what those guys did all summer long while installing four new playgrounds.
Yeah, no, it's been amazing. I talk about you guys all the time, you know, saying how great of a staff we have. So, and that during this time, you know, nobody sat back and said, well, you know, that's it, we can't do anything. You guys actually dug in and said, well, if we can't have this, we're going to do this. So, you know, that's a testament to Scott Sleaser, too, being around as long as he has. He knows this is a good time to put in these parks. This is a good time to do this. So It's been really nice to hear and have compliments as opposed to, you know, because we have so much to really not be happy about, that this has really been a nice change, I think, when I hear it. So thank you guys again. Anything else that we have?
Hey, Amy. This is Rusty. I want to add on to Scott's team, Tim, Shay, Tyler, from the baseball organization, YYBSA.
Oh, good.
They went above and beyond. We needed something. Tim is communicating with me weekly, Tyler daily, on stuff we need. We had a pretty good fall season also, and Tyler showed up on Saturdays just for one game to help us out, and it was awesome. I got to play on the BS side and then the in-house side. I observed that, and just like everybody's been saying, they just did a phenomenal job. Scott's team was out there to get the fields ready, and they were short-staffed, but I mean, we had no complaints on either side, I heard. So it's all great stuff.
Great. Thank you, Rusty, for that, because you guys are right on the front line.
This year is, and Shay and I talked to Scott about it, was we had pretty amazing weather every time we would have had a big event this year. So it was heartbreaking in the sense of the size of the pandemic is like everything. We would have just had phenomenal weather all year.
Yeah.
Even this weekend for our event, it's going to be somewhat nice out.
Yeah. I know. Isn't that always the way? So it's like Murphy's Law, right? So.
Yeah. It'll rain all every day next year.
Okay. Do we have any need for executive session? Hopefully not.
No, we
do
not.
Additional business? All right, may I get a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Is it Dan made the motion?
Yep.
I'll second. This is Gene.
Gene made the second. We need a roll call, Marlis.
Yes. Sheffish?
Yes.
Diedrich?
Yes.
Jumanovic?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes.
Perez?
Yes.
And Wilberg?
Yes.
All right, thanks, guys. We are adjourned. We'll see you hopefully in January for sure, our meeting, and hopefully you guys can get out for the tree lighting ceremony and...
Happy pandemic.
Yes.
Thanksgiving.
Yes, please be safe. And we'll see you next
everybody.
We'll see you next year. All right, guys. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Good night.